From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The U.S. Post Office will suspend regular mail delivery and retail service on Wednesday, December 5th, in honor of the life of President George H.W. Bush. The Post Office will provide limited package delivery service that day. A National Day of Mourning was declared in memory of the former president, who died at age 94 on November 30th. All federal government offices will be closed, as well as the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Some local governments will be closed as well. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting single-use plastic bags may be a thing of the past in Dutchess County in the coming months. A committee of the county legislature voted November 28th to ban them. County Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver said the committee chose not to charge a fee for their use. Pulver said, and I quote, "That was tough on the poor and the elderly to ask them to come up with another nickel if they wanted to do that, so we're going to see how it goes through the regular meeting," end quote. The subject is expected to be on the agenda when the full legislature meets Thursday, December 6th. Recently, Ulster County voted to ban single-use plastic bags. Columbia County is currently considering a similar ban. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Ken Girardin is reporting for the Empire Center's public policy blog. New York State United Teachers is collecting dues from fewer people than it was before the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that ended compulsory union fees for public employees. NYSUT reported in its annual U.S. Department of Labor filing that fees were collected from approximately 428,000 individuals as of August 31st, a decrease in 6% from the number reported in 2017. The loss was almost certainly attributable to the June ruling in Janus versus the AFSCME, which abolished agency fees, according to Girardin. The financial impact of the decline is not immediately clear, but numbers suggest that at some point this year, a sizable group of people stopped paying NYSUT. Based on the prior year average, the decrease translates into a loss of $8.5 million for the union. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. PCBs left behind are recontaminating the Hudson River in areas that were dredged following the cleanup effort by General Electric Company. According to a study commissioned by the environmental group Scenic Hudson, elevated PCB levels are present in dozens of areas where the chemical was dredged from the river bottom and then covered with clean fill during the Superfund cleanup. Study author Remney Hennett said, and I quote, "The only reasonable conclusion is that the dredged areas have been recontaminated by PCB-laden sediment from non-dredged areas located nearby," end quote. The study also identified PCB hotspots in the river, including near Mechanicville and Schuylerville in Saratoga County. G dredged PCBs from about 40 miles of river bottom between Fort Edward and Troy between 2009 and 2014, leaving about 120,000 pounds of the toxic material along the bottom, including the navigation channel of the Champlain Canal. Spokesman Mark Behan disputed the findings. He said, and I quote, "Our analysis is starkly at odds with these claims," end quote. Behan said that the state samples show that PCB sediment levels in the river after dredging, and I quote, "declined as much as 92%. 99.8% of the samples showed PCB concentrations below the level at which EPA said dredging was warranted," end quote. The report comes as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is considering whether to certify that the work satisfied a 2002 cleanup agreement between GE and the EPA. Scenic Hudson, along with other environmental groups and the DEC, believe PCB levels in the river remain too high and want EPA to require GE to expand the cleanup as well as study the lower Hudson River south of Albany. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.